Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our This or That podcast with me, Rob.
And me, Dahlia.
Hi, Dahlia. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing good, doing good. Anything new, anything exciting that you want to share with the listeners?
Well, I do finally have something new in my life, although I do think some people may not finding it exciting. They may think, why would you choose to do that? But I went both camping and glamping last week.
I think you will have to, of course, I know the difference between the two, obviously, but I think just for our listeners who might not know, could you tell us the difference between camping and glamping?
Well, I've learned that the word glamping is a term that's used very loosely, which people should be aware of if they book a glamping trip. It's short for, it's a portmanteau of glamorous and camping. Mm. So the idea is, I think for a lot of people, it's they have all the luxuries of being, you know, in nature, but they're actually in some fancy tent with all of the amenities. But this one was a bit back to basics, and it was a proper canvas tent, so we didn't have to put it up. But there was no electricity, which is a bit misleading. However, it was really cool because it was all lit by candlelight.
That's nice.
Which was, part of me was like, this is so beautiful. Part of me was like, this is a fire hazard.
So you had an excellent time.
I did. It was lovely. Camping really did me good, not looking at my phone for days on end and being outside. Slept very well. Can you believe it?
My goodness. Did you do that thing where you don't look at your phone for 3 hours and suddenly feel very spiritual?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm such a spiritual person. I am on monk mode, you know.
I've solved life.
Absolutely. And all you had to do was put the phone down for 3 hours and then pick it up again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how are you? How's life?
Yeah, doing good. I bought a car today.
Oh, wow.
How exciting.
That is massive news. Is it a convertible with pink daisies on it?
Yeah, of course, obviously. You know, I'm going to buy anything else. I bought a very sensible and quite boring Toyota Yaris.
That means nothing to me. Yaris sounds like a man's name.
Well, it's a car, and the major features of it is that it moves forwards. And it even moves backwards. So it's pretty, you know, it's got everything you could want, you know.
Well done, Yaris.
Yeah.
Well, we digress.
Oh, don't we? Don't we just? Okay, so getting back on track, we are debating fiercely, passionately today the choice between physical books versus ebooks, the sort of thing that you might get on a Kindle. So ladies first, would you like to say what your preference is between those two, Dahlia?
Well, anybody who knows me knows that I can't pick one. I have love for both, which is a new thing. I used to be really against ebooks, but if I absolutely had to choose, I would choose physical books always. Because I just love the experience. I love the smell of books, which sounds weird. I love feeling books. I love that you can underline things and it becomes really personal. You know, it's your book. You even have little tea stains, which, you know, becomes very sentimental. Again, I love that it's not digital. As I said, with camping, it's really nice to do something kind of analog, if you will. I love, just like with music, I love the covers. I know you're not supposed to judge a book by a cover, but I absolutely do. It's part of the experience. For example, I had a book, one of my favorite books is Lord of the Flies.
Oh, yes.
And it's a story about some kids, you know, that they go a bit savage on an island. And when I was in secondary school, we did that book and the cover was bright red and covered in plastic. And I was like, this is not right. It's too happy. So then I was in a secondhand bookshop and I found one which was destroyed and it looked as if it had been on the island. It had the pig on a head on the cover. It smelled terrible. And I was like, this is perfect.
Absolutely. Lord of the Flies is also one of my favourites.
Really?
Oh, it's brilliant. Like, I don't know anyone who doesn't like Lord of the Flies. It's brilliant.
It's true. I mean, we could do a whole podcast on that.
Maybe we will. Okay.
On the other hand, my other point is that with Kindles, I love that it's a kind of, what's the word? It is like your own library. One thing I really like is poetry. And when you read poetry, you don't sit and read one poetry book cover to cover. You often dip in and out of various books. And that's really hard when you have physical books. Like, you can't carry six books with you. So I love that You can just dip in and out of things. I download hundreds of samples, like if I want to just try something new. Uh-huh. And you can't do that with physical books, especially when you travel. So they serve different purposes.
Totally good.
Speech over.
Good speech. I loved it. I think I can't really say clearly which I would prefer as well, because it's actually quite difficult. I think...
Do you have an ebook?
Oh, yes. So I have some ebooks and also have some physical books. But the issue is, okay, so I would like to read a lot of books. And of course, books take up space. And, you know, we're all probably short of space in this day and age. So that would actually limit maybe how many books I could reasonably keep around. Mm. And obviously, digitally, that can be absolutely infinite. But I do... I agree with every single point you made about having a physical book. Mm. So I wonder, in my head, when you were speaking, I wondered whether for myself it might be better to have the books that are my absolute favorites in physical form.
Yeah.
And to have, you know, I don't know whether I'll like a book before I read it or not. Maybe I should kind of test it digitally. And because I'm really... I don't know. I don't intend to be, but I think I'm quite snobbish with like books and stories and stuff. 97% of the stories I read, I'm just like, it's all right.
Well, that's good, because then it means you will only have a select few on your bookshelf.
Absolutely. There are, you know me, that there are lots of stories I don't think are so amazing. And then there are some stories that just like Lord of the Flies, I could talk about it all day. The verb gushing would come to mind. I would just gush about these books all day, because they are, it's a miracle that they exist. So I want them in physical form.
Well, it's a good idea, it's practical, but then you do lose the, you know, you don't get the opportunity to have that wonderful experience when you read it in physical form for the first time. But I think a lot of people do that. They buy their favorites in both forms, physical and digital. And I have to say, there is a series of poetry books, which I really love, and I love them so much. I bought them in both physical and digital form. To be fair, the physical ones were secondhand, so they were cheap. But I know some absolute book freaks do that. They buy both so they can have it on the go and at home, which is commitment.
So maybe our answer actually turns out, or both. Like, we prefer both.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, do you have a similar thing to what I've just described, where, you know, you read a lot of things, but there's only a few that you think are really, really incredible, and most you don't think are that great? Or do you have more of a range of enjoyment for books?
I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe I'm a bit of a hoarder. I just want to have, if I really love something, I want to have it in both forms, which I can't do. But I would say in general, I enjoy physical books more. But actually, I experienced something interesting. And I said to somebody, one of the reasons I didn't used to like ebooks, because I used to be really against them. I was like, this goes against books. And I was saying that the physical feeling does actually contribute to the story, because, you know, when you're at the end of a book and you can feel in your hand that there aren't many pages left. And let's say something in the story is not resolved yet. That adds to the excitement and the suspense, because you can feel, you know, that there isn't much of the story left. But when you have an ebook, you don't have that sense at all. You have no idea how many pages are left unless you've looked. So I didn't used to like that. But then I spoke to a guy and he said, oh, that's why I love ebooks, because you have absolutely no idea. You know, it could make it even more exciting, because you think that something's going to happen, for example, and then bam, it ends.
Depends how you want to torture yourself, really, doesn't it?
So I thought that was interesting.
This is not an amazing point, because I can only think of one book where this point applies. But there are certain books, very, very few of them, that cannot be made into digital form.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If people want to read an extremely strange but also potentially amazing book, read House of Leaves by Mark Z. Danielewski.
I remember you mentioned that, yeah.
Now, this book is an example of what we call ergotic literature, which is, it actually, to read it, it requires your physical participation. For example, when you move on to another page, the words will be upside down on one page.
Wow.
Or you will have to do something in the in the margin of it. And you cannot recreate that in an audiobook, and you cannot recreate that in a digital form.
Good point. The same goes for poetry, because you know the way that poetry is laid on the page is really important.
Uh-huh.
Like sometimes the words themselves can be in the shape of something. Like I read one book, one poetry, and it was about water, and the words on the page looked like water flowing.
Mm.
But on the Kindle, obviously, it's great for example, older people, because you can make the text bigger.
Mm.
But when I change that text, it feels like sacrilege. I'm like, but this isn't what the author intended, you know?
It's very much like some books will, as you say, play with the space of the actual object of the book.
Mm.
And the majority of books, I would say, are just, you know, there's, I don't think you would lose anything having it digitally,
mm.
Just in terms of how the words look on the page and things like that. But, but yeah, I think this all comes down to like the fact that books are very powerful, especially really good books, and you don't really want to do too much that's going to lessen the ability of the book to make you feel something.
It's true.
Yeah.
If it's a good book, if they've been successful.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. There's plenty of trash books, you know.
Yeah.
But that's how it is. Anyway, so we have answered the question now once and forever. You will never need to ever wonder, readers, which of the two you should get, because the answer is both. I think we deserve a round of applause for, you know, coming to that epiphany.
For sitting on the fence,
yeah.
Professionally.
Oh, of course, of course. Of course. So it's really great to see you again, Dahlia. I hope everyone enjoyed the podcast, and we will have another one for you very soon.
Indeed.
Okay.
Take care, and I'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.